part of the process before the draft, whether it be the NFL or the NBA, is teams are going to have one-on-one interviews with certain players, and they're going to have a lot of questions for them. What do you do with your spare time? Who do you hang out with? Do we need to worry about you using drugs, recreational drugs, performance-enhancing drugs? Do you drink too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Teams want to do their due diligence and get very good background information on all these players, and that makes perfect sense. But may have gone too far yesterday. I don't know which team it was. We don't know that information, but Frank Mason, former guard for Kansas, very, very good guard for Kansas, was asked at the NBA Draft Combine yesterday what the weirdest question was that he had been asked in one of his interviews with teams. And no one saw this answer coming.
If I were to die, which way would I want to go out? That was crazy.
And what'd you say?
I said, in my sleep, because I wouldn't want to, suffer from any pain or anything. So I'd just rather be asleep around my son and my family.
Good answer.
How would you want to die? How would you choose to die? I just don't know. I don't know why that's necessary. What does that tell you about him as a person? I mean, and I do think that he answered that in a very positive way, but
they might be trying to hunt to maybe get some detail on his lifestyle, maybe a little bit.
Like, are you trying to rattle him?
Other than that, I have no idea. That's the most bizarre, maybe not the most bizarre, but that is a pretty crazy question. One of the more I've ever heard.
And how does the conversation get to that point? I mean, is that a question that is asked out of the blue? Do you follow that up with, so what's your favorite food? It's just strange. But I do think that Frank Mason did a very nice job of handling it. And I do want to know if other players are getting asked that same question. Is this a normal thing? What is the weirdest question that gets asked at one of these combines? We'll probably never know the actual answer to that, but Frank Mason did a pretty nice job at handling that. I do want you to stay with us through the second hour as well, as we are going to be talking about an interesting story with Texas Tech having some players leaving, and also the comparison of Cliff Kingsbury's style and Bill Snyder's style. It's going to be an interesting conversation, even though we're going to have a shortened hour too. Mitch, do you have something for me?
What's that?
It looked like you were working on something over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to the guys at in Lawrence getting ready for some K-State baseball.
Right. K-State baseball coming up. Pre-game coverage at 5:30. First pitch at 6 o'clock. A big series for the Batcats in Lawrence. We're going to take our last break of this first hour. K-State trying to work its way out of the cellar in the Big 12. I do want to apologize again for the quality of my voice. It's been an ongoing battle all week. I've actually been doing the show this week with some tonsillitis, and it's been tough, but I'm almost to the finish line. I'm almost there.
Well, Tyler, I think I can speak for Manhattan when I say we are offended.
I know. So, I know you are.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, how do you want to die? Do you want to be like crushed by a wrestler or something like that?
Absolutely not. come back to me on that one.
All right. All right, we will revisit that to finish off hour one next.